This is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, 17 and a half miles east in the boonies, east of Branson, Missouri. I've been reading to you from my book, How You Can Pray in the End of Days. It's a brand new book, and you can get it by phoning us at 1-800-972-3447, and we'll be glad to send you your own copy for $10 plus shipping. Now I'm going to read to you from another little book because I ended that book by saying when you pray for the peace of Jerusalem, it doesn't mean that you're praying for the absence of war. God told you to pray and me for the peace of Jerusalem, but it means the peace that comes from being whole. So I'm going to read to you about the two Jerusalems. You are to pray about heavenly Jerusalem and earthly Jerusalem coming together, which is in the plan of God in the future. And as well, you are to pray that this earthly Jerusalem is united. So I'm reading to you now from a little mini book that I put together, which you could get, I don't know, these things, they don't cost much, but I'm going to make you a special offer of just, I think they're $2. Yeah, $2. So this is, I'm reading to you from my little mini book this week, and it is entitled Jerusalem Above and Below. Jerusalem, the place, Hamakom. While browsing in an antique shop in Maine, I noticed a wonderful old book. My daughter Shelley had bought it for my birthday that very day. Its yellow pages have since given me much inspiration as well as information about one of my heroes, Abraham Lincoln. Published in 1908 as, quote, a memorial edition issued to commemorate the 100th anniversary of Lincoln's birth. This large volume is very unique. The treasures it holds are revealed in its lengthy title, copied here, exactly as it appears on the title page, The Story Life of Lincoln, biography composed of 500 stories told by Abraham Lincoln and his friends, selected from all authentic sources and fitted together in order, forming his complete life history by Wayne Whipple. Now remember, this was published just 100 years after his birth, not after his death, but after his birth. And they're really stories that his friends told, people that knew him told. Lincoln spoke this spiritually sound reasoning just at the start of the Civil War, quote, this nation should be on the Lord's side. And that's one of the stories in the book. A member of the church at a reception closed his remarks with the pious hope that, quote, the Lord is on our side. I am not at all concerned about that, commented the president. For we know that the Lord is always on the side of the right. But it is my constant anxiety and prayer that I and this nation should be on the Lord's side. Today's explosive world events are not political. They are spiritual. As such, the Lord has a side. It behooves nations and their leaders to be on the Lord's side, the Creator's side. It is not hard to ascertain God's side, for it is clearly revealed in his holy written word, the Bible. Jerusalem, the apple of God's eye. The pages of the Bible are replete with God's will for Jerusalem, called the apple of his eye. The terrible Oslo Accords were doomed to fail from their foolhardy beginnings. First, because they were against the revealed will of the Lord for the land. And the ill-advised agreement pushed off until last the Palestinians' authorities' demands for Israel, for Jerusalem. My Israeli friends who are conversant with the Bible said from the beginning, quote, that which is meant to bring peace will bring us war. It did indeed. And it may eventually lead to the final battle of this age, the battle for Jerusalem. Zechariah 12 and 14. Why? What is so special about Jerusalem? For concerning Jerusalem, God speaks judgment upon the nations which spoiled you. For he that touches you touches the apple of his eye. Zechariah 8:14. I have long known there was something special about Jerusalem that God knew and that Satan knew, but that I did not. So I have studied much about it and have learned a little. I've learned that to the Creator, in this world, there is a special land, Israel. In that land, there is a special city, Jerusalem. In that city, there is a special mount, the Temple Mount, Moriah. On that mount, there is a special rock, an outcrop of bedrock, upon which Abraham offered Isaac, and upon which the Holy of Holies eventually stood. The Jewish oral tradition, said to be from Sinai, calls this rock the Evan Shetiyah, literally, the foundation stone, the foundation of creation. Here it is believed that man was created and then removed to the garden of the Lord, which God planted, quote, eastward in Eden, Genesis 2:8. Jewish tradition teaches that Jerusalem is the center of the world. The Bible supports this. Ezekiel 5:5 says, "Thus saith the Lord God, this is Jerusalem. I have set it in the midst of the nations and countries round about her." God gave the children of Israel strict orders before they entered the promised land. Deuteronomy 12:2. "You shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which you shall possess served their gods, upon the high mountains and upon the hills and under every green tree. You shall not do so unto the Lord your God." In other words, you're going to go into the land and you're going to find that they worship gods on every high hill and every green tree. You don't do that. Here's what you do. Verse 5. "But unto the place which Jehovah your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there, even unto his habitation shall you seek, and thither shall you come. Then there shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. Thither shall you bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, and the heave offering of your hand, and all your choice vows which you vow unto the Lord. And you shall rejoice before Jehovah your God, you and your sons, your daughters, your maidservants and menservants, and the Levite that is within your gates, for as much as he hath no part nor inheritance with you. Take heed to yourself, that you offer not your burnt offerings in every place that you see, but in the place which Jehovah shall choose in one of your tribes. There shall you offer your burnt offerings, and there shall you do all that I command you." Israel was not permitted to burn incense with sacrifices wherever they desired, but only in the place, Hamakom, where God would choose to place his name. God chose Jerusalem for his sacred purposes. At first, Israel did not know the location of this place, although they touched it from Abraham's day. Melchizedek, who met Abraham with bread and wine on his return from the slaughter of the kings, is called the king of Salem or Shalem. This Salem came to be Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. Salem, the last half of the city's name, comes from the root word as shalom, and carries the meaning of wholeness, completeness, and peace. When we are instructed to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, it is referring to the peace that comes from being whole. A divided Jerusalem is not the will of the Lord. Abraham encountered the place, Hamakom, in the offering up of his son Isaac, which afforded the world so much. Genesis 22:2. "And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom you love, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell you of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went into the place, Hamakom, which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off, Hamakom. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of the place Hamakom, Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of Jehovah it shall be seen. Jehovah Jireh, Yahweh Yireh, literally means Jehovah sees. Abraham was led by the Lord to the rock on Mount Moriah to offer up his son. And Abraham called the place Hamakom, Yahweh Yireh, the mountain where Jehovah sees and is seen. This Yireh, this place, became the first part, or shall see, became the first part of the name of the city, Yerushalayim, as it is known in Israel. Then Jacob's ladder, the gate of heaven. In Jacob's flight from Esau, he encountered the place without personally designing to do so. And from Genesis 28, 11 through 22, you can read the account. And verse 16 says, "And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place, this Makom." David's heart longed to find the place. We are told that in Psalm 132:5. He'd been hearing about it, they'd been hearing about it ever since Moses. Through a strange-to-us incident, David bought the Jebusite threshing floor, the place where the world, like the harvest, is judged. 2 Samuel 24. At the dedication of the temple, God revealed that they had at last located the place. 2 Chronicles 7, 12 through 16. "And Jehovah appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place, Hamakom," this place. Satan's ruse. Satan, through Muhammad and the false religion he fathered, attempted to foil the plans of God for the world and for the place, Hamakom, by building a dome over it. In the 1690s, there was erected the first great building, which clearly asserted that Islam was distinct and would endure. This was the Dome of the Rock, built on the site of the Jewish temple in Jerusalem. I often take groups to the dome, and I pointed out Satan's clever ruse to thwart God's clearly revealed plan for the site of the millennial temple, and the dome would have to come down. Ezekiel 40. Sometimes someone would point to the Arabic writing in the top of the dome and ask what it said. I never knew until I learned it that this is the oldest written manuscript of the Quran, and the blasphemy that it contains is, writing to Christians, they can recognize Jesus as an apostle of God, but he is not his son. Imagine, the oldest written part of the Quran is in the Dome of the Rock over the place, Hamakom. You can get this little book that I'm reading out of this week. It's called Jerusalem Above and Below. You can get it for just $2. Call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Hamakom, the place, connection between heaven and earth. Shalom.